Prologue. In the Garden of Nurgle. Gardas ran. He did not run alone. Ghosts kept pace, maybe 100 or more. Souls trapped in Nurgle's garden, or perhaps memories given a twisted half-life by Gardas's will and the madness of this place. They ran with him, or stumbled in his wake, no more substantial than the stinking murk that rose from the ground beneath his feet. Some were familiar, most were not. Nonetheless, they all clung to him with wispy fingers, shapes thinning and fading as he struggled out of their clutches. Men and women and children, all victims of plague and illness, all caught in the garden, unable to escape. He wanted to call to them, to comfort them, but he could not. He was helpless here, able only to run, to flee that which followed.
Help us. Garadan, help me. Healer, where are you? Healer, Garadan.
Gardas, why do you run?
Echoed the hateful, burbling voice of his pursuer. The ghosts momentarily scattered, only to return all the more insistently as Gardas stumbled and sank to one knee in the mire. He thought again of turning to face the demon as a true stormcast, hammer in hand, but something told him to keep running. A voice, a whisper of song, some compulsion to which he could not give name, drove him on. And so he ran, through the very seat of Nurgle's power. Signs of it were everywhere he looked. Strange, unnatural plants loomed on all sides, their fleshy leaves dripping with mucus and their pale blossoms weeping pus. He could hear heavy forms floundering in the murk, but could not see them. He could barely see his own hand in front of his face. His lungs burned with foulness, and his armor was crusted with grime and mold. Whenever he stopped for breath or fell, the mold began to grow, creeping across his silver sigmarite. It was as if the garden was seeking to take him into itself, to make him part of it. He had seen what such a fate meant, had seen the twisted, moss-covered boles with silently screaming faces, and trees bent in agonized, almost human postures, and had no wish to experience it himself. Only the faithful, he thought, as he pushed himself to his feet.
Still repeating that phrase as if that'll help you, came the rumbling taunt. Your thoughts hang heavy on the perfumed air of the grandfather's garden. It disturbs the flies, Gardas. Or should I call you Garadan?
So far, Bolothrax had kept itself at a distance, seemingly more interested in the chase than the kill. That was the sole reason he still lived, Gardas knew. The Garden of Nurgle was populated by more than the stinging flies that crawled across his armor. Great beasts, brawling demons, and cackling, pestilential sprites had all shown themselves at one point or another. Most crept out of the dripping undergrowth to watch his flight. Others tried to stop him, but were warded off by a roar from Bolothrax, or else fell to Gardas's hammer and sword. The deaths of these creatures were greeted by a rumbling from the poisonous clouds above. He ignored those clouds now, after the first time, when he'd looked up and they'd briefly cleared to reveal a grin as wide as the sky itself, and two pus-cream eyes as big as moons. This was Nurgle's realm, and nothing happened here that the god of decay did not see and approve of. Gardas did not look up now, or to the side. He kept his gaze to the fore and ploughed on, trying to ignore the exhaustion that clawed at his mind.
"Tired, aren't you, Garadan?" Bolothrax gloated. "But not as tired as you were that final night in Demesnus Harbour, eh? When the skin stealers at last crested the walls and the hospice of Grand Lazar came under attack. You had been awake for 3 days, tending the wounded and dying. Was that why you picked up those candlesticks as they butchered your patients? White robes gone red, Garadan. That's what you dream of.
The ghosts redoubled their efforts to gain his attention as Bolothrax spoke. He saw the faces of lepers and wounded soldiers, of starvelings and nobles alike, mingling with the howling, scarred features of skin-stealers. He brought his hands up.
Garadan, help me.
So sick. Help us, teacher. Burning up. Can't move.
Help us, Garadan.
Garadan.
Garda stumbled on, driven by a resolve as hard as steel. Sigmar would sustain him. He was faithful. He swept his arms out, trying to drive the ghosts away, but it was no use. He could see faces in the surface of the waters he waded through, and in the murk before him. All of them cursing him, begging him for help, screaming his name. The ground trembled beneath his feet as Bolothrax continued to follow and to chortle grotesquely.
Where are you going, Garadan? The garden is boundless, and you will never breach its walls. Stop. Give in, and Bolothrax will be merciful.
Only the faithful, Garda said, driving himself forward. He was not Garadan the healer. Not any more. He was Gardas, the Stormcast Eternal. He was no mere mortal. He was Sigmar's lightning made flesh, and he would not stop.
Only the faithful. Only the faithful.
The words were less a prayer now than a mantra, a chant to keep him sane in this mad garden of horrors. He scraped the thick shroud of mould off his helm, clearing his vision, and blinked in shock as a brilliant glimmer of light flickered through the haze ahead.
What?
He croaked. A trick? A trap? Or something else? He heard a rumble from above and risked a look. The mouth in the clouds was no longer leering, but instead frowning. Hope blossomed in his chest, and he took a trembling step forwards. It was so beautiful. He took another step, his breath caught in his throat. Wherever that glow originated from, it could not be of this hideous realm. The song in his head, the whisper of sound that pulled him on, swelled to a crescendo as Gardas ploughed on. At last he knew where he was going. Weapons in hand, he pressed forward, wading towards the swelling, lambent light.